Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening. Am I speaking with Belinda McCray Brown?
You're speaking with her daughter.
Hi. Are you registered to vote, Mom?
Yes, I am.
May I please have a quick survey with you? I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. Your answers will remain confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk openly and safe while you're on your phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white, African-American, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
African-American. African-American.
African-American, okay. I know it's still a long way off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote, or the chances 50-50?
I definitely will be voting, yes.
Definitely? Okay.
Yes.
And what is your age, ma'am?
Was my age?
Yes. 36. Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I think they're very important.
Okay. What makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election? What makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
Because of who is running. The people that who is running for the election.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I have that noted for you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else, ma'am?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Yes, strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve on some things, not everything.
Okay. And thinking about the direction in the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Are you very satisfied, dissatisfied?
No, I'm not satisfied.
And would that be dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Oh, Lord. They're not getting better. I know that.
It's not getting any better. Is it staying about the same or getting worse?
I hope it's not getting any worse. So I'm going to be neutral and say that it's maintain.
About the same?
Fine, yes.
Okay. And, ma'am, now I'd like to read you what some others have said. they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two. I'm going to read you the list, starting with Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Which of those do you think it's the biggest are the biggest threats?
Oh, that's just more than one. Oh, good.
Yes, you may choose two.
Only one.
You may also choose one if you would like.
The second one that you spoke of, I choose that one.
President getting elected again?
No. No, not that one.
The lack of quality education opportunities and lack of greater opportunity and jobs in your community, or the cost to the social safety net like Social Security, stagnant wages and rising costs?
Yes, that one.
Okay, just that one, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. I'm going to start with Kamala Harris from 0 to 100. How favorable are you toward Kamala Harris?
You said from 0 to 100?
Yes, ma'am.
89? Yes.
And what about Donald Trump?
0.
And speaking in a plural, Republicans in Congress? From 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Republicans in Congress?
75.
And J.D. Vance? Have you... From 0 to 100, J.D. Vance, have you heard of J.D. Vance, or?
I don't know. The name sounds very, very familiar, J.D. Vance. But is he in Congress, so what? I heard of his name, but I don't know.
Well, you don't have any opinion at the moment. And what about Hakeem Jeffries?
Hakeem?
Yes.
Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries?
A 75.
75. And Cornel West?
I don't know him.
And Joe Biden?
About 90.
90?
Yes.
And have you heard about the Project 2025?
Yes.
From 0 to 100, how favorable are you with it?
85.
And speaking in plural once again, Democrats in Congress?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Democrats in Congress, speaking in plural? How?
Yeah. 75.
Okay, and I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote if you are undecided? Please say so.
I am kind of undecided, but I know I won't vote for Trump.
Okay. Would you vote? For whom would you vote?
If I had a choice between them two, it would be Kamala Harris.
Would it be for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Or Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Yes, got it noted for you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing?
Yes.
Have you heard a lot, some, a little?
Some.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable toward her?
A little favorable toward her.
Okay. And what you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable toward Vice President Harris? Please provide me a sentence and I'm going to note it down for you.
I feel like she's more for the people versus Trump.
Okay. Okay, I have it noted down for you. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is somewhat convincing of a reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing of a reason to support her for president. You may use any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to read this first statement. The first statement reads, vote Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris's parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritized marijuana arrest. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in non-violent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped from 0 to 10. How convincing of a reason is that statement for you to support Kamala Harris from 0 to 10, where 10 is very convincing, 0 is not at all convincing.
8.
The second statement reads, in this election, we are facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back the politics to hating division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and undefying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you to support Kamala Harris?
Hey.
And the following statement reads, African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change, while Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change. Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition Americans to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation. How convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And what about the statement that reads, Kamala Harris understands that the right the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. How convincing is that for you to support her from 0 to 10?
The same. 8.
Okay. Now let me ask you again, if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Donald Trump, Jill Stein, Kamala Harris.
It would be Harris.
It would be Harris. Okay. And let me ask you again, now that we talked a little more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Well, our elections are important, but yes, this is one that is very important. Yeah.
Okay. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not very often. Because I don't really get on social media like that.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, TikTok?
Facebook, Twitter,
just those?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, a bachelor's degree, postgraduate, a master's in MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
I have a master's.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
And how often do you attend a church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week. Okay.
Every week, actually.
Okay, and thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white? Would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all? Thinking of...
Now, it's not a real question, Lord.
Yes, it's... It's.
I don't know how to answer that. I have white neighbors. So, it's a mystery.
Is it, would you say about half, more than half, hardly any, none at all, more than half?
I can't tell you that. I don't really, you know,
how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
This is mad. I'm not, no, that's the last question.
It's actually about the last question. Were you born outside the United States?
No.
No. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, this actually concludes our survey, ma'am. I want to thank you so much for your time. Your opinions are very important. Okay, ma'am? You have yourself a great night, all right?
All righty.
Well, good night, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Hey, pleasure.